Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. April showers may bring May flowers, but they also bring poetry. This month is National Poetry Month, and poetry-related events are taking place in cities across the country, and that includes MSU's Spring Poetry Festival right here in East Lansing. One of this year's guests is Terry Blackhawk, a Detroit poet who is also the executive director of Inside Out Literary Arts Project. The organization has won numerous awards for its arts education programming, including one from the White House. Terry told me that the idea for the program actually started in her own classroom.
So I was teaching creative writing in Detroit in the late 1980s, and I was becoming a poet myself. And I started bringing poets into my classroom just because it seemed like a really exciting thing to do. And there were opportunities at that time. One could get grants from small arts groups, the Creative Writers and Schools of Michigan. And so there were opportunities for teachers to write grants. And I was in a school where we had a lot of creative activity going on, so there was a lot of support for that. I saw early on how it would transform the classroom when the actual artist came to work with the students. So we started as kind of a grassroots, experimental, figure-it-out-as-you-go-along kind of organization with five high schools with teachers that I knew loved to teach writing, and we grew from there.
How many kids are a part of this?
It's about 100 students per school, but then some schools add on service, so we're looking at about 4,000 to 5,000 a year. Mm. We served over 4,000 last year, and what sets us apart is that we have a professionally published magazine for every school where we have a program.
What do you think the students get out of writing poetry?
Well, they get confidence. They gain confidence that their voice matters. They have the excitement of imagination, coming up with something that they've never thought they could say. They learn to respect one another as they listen to each other in the classroom. They have the challenge of writing something well.
Can you give us an example of how the program's impacted a specific kid you know?
Well, one student was, he was prevented from being suspended from school. He was about to be suspended from school, and the principal got wind of a poem that he had worked on that very day. We had a reporter at the school who came in and saw what this student was going through in terms of just the tension he was under, the way he was describing himself as a hard-boiled egg ready to burst. And it gave the principal a new insight into his situation. And that's a big part of it, is that we overcome stereotypes about our students, both inside and outside of the school. I mean, we give the lie to stereotypes about urban youth, because when you see what beautiful, thoughtful things they have to say, it's very different from the standard image.
We're talking with poet and Inside Out Literary Arts Project Executive Director Terry Blackhawk about her work with kids in Detroit public schools and about her poetry as well. You are not just an educator, but a poet yourself. When did you first fall in love with poetry?
Well, I think I fell in love with poetry as a little girl because I read it a lot. And I remember writing my first poem for a teacher when I was 9, and she didn't believe I'd written it. But it didn't really come back to me full force until I was in my, I would say, mid-40s. And it really struck me kind of out of the blue. Our department head at Mumford High School, which is where this all got started, announced that we were going to be putting out a publication of student work, and didn't the teachers at our department meeting, didn't we all have poems we could bring in? She said, "Surely you have poems you can write," and I looked around and I thought I did. So I went home and I had this kind of muse attack, somebody called it, where I was crying because it was my grandmother's death I was writing about, but I also realized that something had opened up in me that had been dormant for a long time. It just knocked me over, the process of writing it.
What is the process for you? Do you just sit down and get it out all at once, or does it come in bits and pieces?
Well, it varies. Sometimes I'll be picking up bits and pieces here and there from notes I've taken or from things I've written down in a journal or somewhere. Sometimes it really just pushes out in a really determined way. The poem kind of has a life of its own.
What inspires you then? Is there a pattern to what inspires you enough to try to put it into words?
There are certain themes that recur in my work. I'm very drawn by nature. I'm doing a project through the Kresge Arts in Detroit, a sequence of poems that are all written in proximity to bodies of water. So there's the river, there's the ocean, so there's that kind of unifying theme.
Does the city of Detroit influence your poetry at all?
It does, yeah. I have quite a few poems that are inspired by Belle Isle. I've written poems about students in my classroom. I've written poems about just kind of the ambiance of living in the city.
Terry Blackhawk is an award-winning poet and executive director of the nonprofit Inside Out Literary Arts Project. She'll be in East Lansing today for MSU's Spring Poetry Festival. You can join Terry for a conversation about her work with Inside Out at 3 p.m. this afternoon in Snyder Hall, room C204. She'll also be reading some of her own poetry later in the evening at 7 p.m. in the Arca Theater. Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.